Welcome to another version of the Dadcast. I am having too much fun with this, man. Learning so much from so many dope dudes. And another one of my favorite people is in the building. Sir, welcome. Talking to you.
Oh, what to do?
Talking to you. They've been here already. And we've just been chopping it up. And let's see. We left off on the conversation about dinosaurs because that's just who I am. Like, I truly believe in challenging certain things in life. Like, I just, hey, you can't just tell me what you know. You can't just tell me something that is not logical. Like, I'm working on it, but I'm a bit of an overthinker. Okay, no, I'm a real overthinker. Okay. I am not going to lie about this. I do overthink a lot of things. I am learning to balance that out. That's just who I am. But it intrigues me to know about men and their experiences. You had dad in your life, or yes or no?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
Still.
Did he have his dad in his life?
The story's kind of faded. Yes, but
yes.
No.
Yes, but no. Okay, yeah. Fair indeed. All right. Yeah. No, we don't have to get too involved in that, man. What are some main principles that your dad taught you to become the man that you are?
Respect myself.
Fair.
Be able to accept decisions you make and the consequences. Mm. And the consequences. Mm.
Did he verbalize that, or did he show you that?
He taught me as a man doing his thing and doing what he had to do to provide for his family. So him in that image is pretty much what I grew up to try to achieve myself to be like.
Nice.
It's him.
Nice.
You know, so.
Okay.
But he always taught me the self-respect and respect those that respect you.
Respect those that respect you. I'm big on that.
And that's what I teach my kids today. If they don't respect you, there's no need to respect them.
Mm.
But don't be disrespectful.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. I tell my daughter, do no harm, but take no shit.
Yes. that's the number one principle I teach my kids, to advocate for yourself.
Mm.
Don't let no one tell you something. You tell them how you feel. Mm. Right then and there. Don't hold in nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you hold in stuff, you know, you explode at the wrong time on the wrong person.
Yeah. Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
Ain't that a trip?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I teach them, hey, you feel it some kind of way.
That's a lot of words,
whether it's on
man.
A team or at school with a student. You know, you let them know, I don't feel like that right now. Mm-hmm. Or I don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, all that talking about me or something, no, we're not going to play that game.
Mm,
I don't like talk that. About you, you shouldn't talk about me. You know, that's a little childhood stuff right there, but
you know,
that's pretty much how I take it at work. You know, I didn't like that. That's how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can squash it from that point on, you know.
I like that.
But definitely, yeah. I think all these kids need to learn how to advocate for this, because a lot of kids hold back stuff. Maybe that's where the bullying comes in, because they don't say something. Usually that kid that sits in the corner quiet because he's shy or, you know, get bullied. But if he spoke up, or she spoke up for himself, herself, or himself, maybe it wouldn't happen as much. That's kind of how I think of it.
I like that. Do you think that... I love how these conversations take a turn based on what I'm listening to. I really wasn't ready to think about that. But do you think some of those children that do get bullied are not being raised properly, or is it something in them? Like, I don't want to say raised properly, but are they not being guided properly?
It could be a little both.
A little both? Could,
you know, a person is a person. You know?
It could be that. It could be both. They could be... I see a lot of misguided kids who bully because they don't want to get bullied. You know what I'm saying? It ain't because they had a rough lifestyle. It's just...
Or they could be hiding something.
Right. They have something...
Insecurity.
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 They put an element... Like, I work with group home kids. Now, we get kids from all around L.A. Mm-hmm. You know, L.A. counties. Different counties. Now, I'm not going to lie. They get brought into the inner city knowing damn well you will not survive here. So what do? They run with a pack. Yeah. Or other people who they feel is this or that. So I'm not getting my ass whooped. Yeah. And then when they go back to where they from, it's back to being Little Billy or whoever the hell they was, you know? And I'm like, damn, this kid was just in here, crimp, now he throwing a fuck crimp, and now you way out in Pacoima, living your regular ass life that you had before you came here. Like, what the hell happened? But it was like, I didn't want to get bullied. I got put in the, exactly, I had to adapt to it. Like, I'm not going to be the bully, but I'm going to stick my chest out and act like I'm this because this guy is a bully, and I don't want my ass to get whooped. So I see it all the time, and I've seen the ones who come out here and act like that, and then they got they jaw tapped, and then it's like, wait, I ain't coming outside. It's like, you was just with all the rah-rah.
Right.
Now you done ran into one who really don't give a fuck, and you done popped your ass in the mouth. Now you don't want to go outside and sign out no more. Like, okay. So, and even with my son, I had to tell my son, hey, look, nobody likes a bully. They remember the bullies.
Oh, yeah.
And the bullies always going to meet that bully that's badder than them. So you might want to not be the bully. And it was like, it wasn't to the point where he's putting hands on people. It's like, you can't pick on somebody smaller than you.
No.
Yeah.
That looks like a bully.
Yeah, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't make a person smaller than you feel like, oh, you just this big giant. No, you're not. Because you're going to meet another kid that's bigger than you in the same grade or probably don't give a damn because he live in an environment where his parents come up here and fight you, fight the teacher, because he's wrong.
And sometimes they'll be smaller than you and have a bigger heart.
Man,
right.
For real.
And
just
you
tired of that shit. And then you're going to be that one that gets beat up.
I have no fear. I'm looking up at you as a giant. I'll still wear you out.
Man,
I've seen it happen.
Fall the same way.
Oh, I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
but what about those giants that sit there and it's just the peaceful giant, but then you got the little guy that always want to prove himself. Let me pick on that guy there.
Hey.
Yeah, maybe like I said, it can go both ways.
It can go both ways.
It goes both ways.
Smash that tent.
I've seen that.
Do no harm, but take
myself.
No shit. Yeah. Right. We've seen it. We've seen all versions of these stories at this age in our life. You know what I mean?
I done seen the quiet bully. What I mean by my boy, he wasn't even, I can't even say he was a bully.
Yeah.
But my boy, I sent you to do that, that shoot, Sandy. He was a cool, quiet kid. Mm-hmm. Went to Inglewood, went to USC.
Yeah.
But our team was so fucking sorry. Uh-huh. When we get beat, motherfuckers, oh, we suck again. He telling you, don't say that shit.
Yeah.
You say it, I'm going to whoop your ass. Mm-hmm. And he did it.
Yeah.
So it was like, damn, he be bullying. No, he's not a bully.
He's not.
This dude is trying to go to college to get the hell up out of here.
Yeah.
So I see why he did it then. Back then, we was like, damn, don't say nothing. He going to punch you in your shit.
Yeah.
When he left, we
want y'all to respect yourself.
Right. It was teaching y'all, like, stop putting yourself down. So when he left, it kind of created this image like, hey, if we lose, nobody want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
We shouldn't hear shit on the bus the whole way home.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose. Anybody say something, you going to get that treatment too.
See,
so it made you understand, like, okay, he's not a bully. He's enforcing, what the fuck is y'all happy for? Exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all proud of being losers?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's different forms that people may look at it. It's not just you put him in the trash can, kick him down the stairs, bullies no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was the thing back in our day. You a sixth grader and I'm eighth grader. You getting in the trash can, you going in the bathroom, getting dunked, something gonna happen to you. Don't get all lacking.
Yeah, that was funny. I needed that.
But now you got kids that'll bully you over your clothes. They'll talk about your parents. You know, you got all different cyberbullying. You know what I'm saying? Just all different types of bullying. So it's like, what bullying are we talking about?
And also, like, there's versions of it to now where so many people have been pacified to where they're calling bullying what's not actually bullying.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So there's so many versions of this spectrum now. It's like, hold on, you need to grow some thicker skin. Like, you a sucker. Like, you're not really getting bullied.
Yeah.
You just ain't got no backbone.
You ain't got no backbone. And my a friend of mine's son came to me the other day. We were driving. I took him to the auto show. And he goes, I got bullied the other day. I said, what happened?
Right.
Yeah. My man's 6 years old. I said, what happened? Because I'm ready.
Ready to be ready.
I'm ready. Like,
we
where
got beef with whoever you done got
where we going?
Right.
I said, what we doing? He said, yeah, I got punched. I said, did you hit him back? He said, yeah. I said, well, shit, you didn't get bullied, man. You good.
You passed your test.
You good.
You hit have a good day. Hit you back.
I think
we're done with this conversation.
These new kids don't know what bullying really is.
They don't because, you know, the new quote-unquote version.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The legality. You get what I'm saying? Like, even whippings. Like, they say you can't spank your child with the belt anymore. Mm-hmm. Buddy of mine.
Like, where was this law when I was a kid? Because that orange extension cord hurt shit.
Extension cord.
I would have took the belt. Switches. Like,
switches.
Come on, man.
Extension cords.
Whatever they got their hand on. Like,
speaking of torture, going to get your own switch.
Come on, man.
Yes. Which one is not going to hurt the most?
Which one? I'm going to get the flimsiest one. Not knowing that shit didn't even break. So you can beat like a slave. Like, ah. So I'm going to get the big one next time and take two of them through. Like, oh, yeah.
Bullying
over. Thank you.
Bullying
over. Now you can't do nothing to you. You can take your camera, whoop your ass when you get home. Next thing you know, CPS calling your house.
Man, my
like,
buddy.
What?
My buddy's a police officer, and he told me, man, legally, I think they said something like open hand over the clothes.
Yeah, on the rear end.
On the rear end.
Damn.
I said, motherfucker, what?
Yeah.
That, we
I said, let my son get out of pocket. I don't even have one.
Yeah.
I'm flying.
What? Yeah. Are you about to get this whole fist in your chest?
You about to get a two-piece.
You about to get this whole belt, man. I'm going to fold the belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle used to fold the belt and then do that little popping sound. Y'all remember that? Just to scare you.
Yeah.
Just to scare you first. Like, this is what you about to get.
Yeah.
If like, you, my life, really want this.
That's when you used to be like, why am I here on this earth? Like, I just want to leave. I'm about to get the shit beat out of me today.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. Can we talk about this?
Can we talk first? No. You did what you did.
My mom told me when your dad get home, but he didn't get home till late.
Oh, man.
So it's like, why you just don't
do
that?
That's a torture, right?
And then you like,
you don't want to go to sleep. You go to sleep, you wake up to, you like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, so you stay up, and then when he come in, you play sleep. Like,
nah. You get up, you don't know.
Oh, man.
That was torture in itself.
I guess I got lucky, man, with that, because mom used to just wear me out right in there a moment. Like, you know what? Dad ain't coming home, so you about to get this ass whooping, bruh.
Nah.
Oh, man, that shit's too funny, bruh.
That shit is totally different. Man. Like, mom whooping you is like a slap on the wrist. Nah, if she told you when pops came home,
my mom.
Like you said, just give me my whooping. Like, I stay out in the house for a week. Why you got to tell pops? Like,
my mom had all the energy for it, okay? My mom would be like, yo, you about to get all of it. And it was funny because she would call me. Excuse me. She used to call me, tell me how bad I'm about to get whooped. And then I'd have to sit there and wait for hours for her to get home. And then, I mean, I'm talking about she would. Yeah,
she
kicking the door. She kicking the door like SWAT team, like, boom, I'm here. Like, dude, you don't need to relax.
You ain't gonna prepare and tell me stand up and go in the room. Like, man. Nah, she just come in swinging. Like,
she come in swinging, man. Like, you don't want to.
But that's why you have to be prepared. You got to put on the long johns.
You don't
want to
cook dinner first.
Fuck that food. Matter of fact, you don't eat bread and water tonight. You're like, damn, I got to starve too. Like,
oh, mom, come on, man, come on. I can't wait till my mom hears this.
That's good. You wasn't the only one, bro. Like, moms would tell you, like, shit.
Oh, my God.
You gonna come in here and eat, or you gonna starve tonight? And shit. Let me get my little snotty nose, crying face ass in there and eat shit.
Right. Oh man, I got some stories I got to tell you about my grandmother too, man. But I got to do that off air because I think she might get in trouble. She got to.
Hey, they might want to open up an investigation to the shit they did.
Hey, man, no, for real.
No, I believe you.
Hey, I'm going to tell you some stuff about my grandmother, man. She used to do. Thank God she got dementia and she's in a home right now.
So now it just don't exist. She don't remember that shit. So you can talk about it because in her mind, it didn't happen.
Oh, what?
Chinese torture, man.
I can tell you some stories, man. I can't wait to get off this story right now, off this app. I love you, Grandma. I love you. You know what? It built character, I cannot be more grateful for you. But sheesh, man. By law today, you will be locked the hell up.
Damn.
We'll be putting money on G-Mom's books. Like, I love you, Mom.
Like, shit, you bro, good? You got soup?
You good? You got some soup?
Yeah, for real. Oh, times have changed. You cannot do a lot of stuff that was done to us. And I don't think it's fair because I think we learn from that.
Like,
even a threat, like, I'm going to beat the black off you. Like, we knew. Okay, shit. Let me get my shit together. I don't want to be white. Like, but now you can't say none of that, dude. It's like we fuck-ass parents.
You can't say anything.
You can't. And it's like, damn, what you want our kid to be a failure? Like,
I could I don't know what I did as they were younger, but now I can just look at my 16-year-old like,
right? Really? Same with my 13-year-old. And he's like, real dude.
Oh my God, the life's over.
And then mine get to thinking like, shit.
Like, what I
do? My bad. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So, of course, it's same like, we had to.
Yeah.
Like, we had to. Like, knowing that we can't do nothing, you damn near got to walk a fine line being a parent. Yeah.
Like, and it's like, you know what? Cool. As soon as I turn my eyebrows, my daughter starts crying. She's what I do? I'm like,
right. Mine get the like slouching down. I'm like, I ain't gonna hit you, shit. Right. You know what time it is, though. So, what happened at school? You might want to shoot it to me straight. Yeah. All right, Dad, this will happen. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just had an incident. He stole some money. I said, well, I don't know. Let me call his mom and if she verify it, we good. If not, I'll give you the money.
Yeah.
But since I can't get in contact, I'm gonna give him the money. Whole time I'm thinking I'm about to beat the shit out this kid because I tell him you don't have to steal.
Yes.
But I'm thinking he asked me for money when he needed. So I call his mom after school. She like, nah, I gave him $1 and he had $1. Okay, cool. He had $2 when they caught him. Other kid had $5. So whoever got away with it wasn't these two.
Right.
So I gotta call the school back. I don't want my $5, but it wasn't him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I tell him, I would have been pissed if you would have did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know, every day you come to me Friday through Sunday, if you need something, I give you the money because I don't want you to go steal.
Right.
I don't need you asking your little homeboys for money because they probably ain't got it. But it's to teach you, come to me.
Yeah.
If you ain't got it, you don't need it.
Yeah.
That's good parenting.
So it's like I said, you damn near gotta walk a fine line with showing them and being verbal and telling them, this is what you do and don't do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And show them, like I show my daughter, you gotta listen. I'm watching a TV show about adults being locked up. They adults, if they don't listen, it's still consequences. Yeah. So don't think this is only applicable to kids.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so she looking at it like, damn, adults still go to jail? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can be a grandma on your ass going to jail. You know what I'm saying?
You so you today. Have
to, exactly. So
you're today years old.
Right. I was today years old when she learned that adults get in trouble too.
Right.
You know, so
that's good.
You
know, I tell
my son all the time, like,
you
better not do no shit I done told you not to do, and I showed you, you could come to me and do it.
Exactly.
So,
nah.
That's good, though, man. I think I'm going to name this episode just the balance of communication.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
you
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that shit is.
I communicate with all my kids. Though,
yeah,
so you can come to me for anything. Even if it's really bad, we'll discuss and see how we're going to handle it.
And that's what I told my son a long time ago. I said, hey, look, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you do something, do not lie.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to go to war for you, I need to know what we up against.
Right.
If you fucked up to the point where it's like, I got to go in there and say, I know he fucked up,
yeah.
tell me. But do not walk in there telling me this, and I'll get the whole different story, because then I'm going to bust your ass.
Right.
That's when the ass whooping's coming about.
Exactly.
And you know what I'm saying? It's the time to play.
Ass whooping either. Like, now you done ruined it.
Yeah.
Like, now I can't.
I don't believe shit you say now.
Yeah, like, I'm going around and can't fuck with you now.
Right.
Yeah. Like, who, like, come on now.
And
I told my daughter that about getting into a fight. I said, you know, these days, parents go to jail for the kids fighting.
Hell yeah.
Like, they put parents in jail for the kids fighting. I'm like,
man, what? Your kid tardy enough, your ass going to jail. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man,
a district attorney will contact your ass about your kid getting into a fight, and you're going to have to pay that fine or do the jail time. If your kid miss enough days at school, you're going to pay that fine.
Yeah. I told my daughter, I said, look, man, do no harm, but take no shit. Protect yourself at all times.
Yeah.
I said, and if anybody ever calls you into the office, you call me.
Mm-hmm.
You pull me aside.
Because they good about having a kid talk and getting in trouble without a parent being there.
Exactly.
They did my son like that.
And I told my
daughter. And I didn't appreciate that shit.
Yeah. That's not
They'll have them write a whole fucking statement and then call you.
Yeah.
And that's like some janky policing.
Yeah.
Because you making this dude admit to some shit,
and
then you call me, and it's like, well, he wrote this statement. Like, what the fuck? Where was I at when the statement was even said?
And I watched this podcast the other day, and it said, sometimes this scientist said sometimes you can be like almost tricked into believing something or almost admitting something that you did that you didn't even do. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Because somebody else put it in your mind.
Right.
That's why a lot of people fail with polygraph tests and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll question you like, oh, well, have you ever smoked weed?
Right.
And
right.
you stop and question yourself.
Thinking about it. Yeah,
thinking about it. Like, no, I ain't smoked no weed, but you know you didn't. But guess what?
They got
now
you
that you stopping and thinking about it, I'm going to fail this test because I'm nervous now and I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what they want you to do.
That's crazy. So I told my daughter, I said, look, man, I said, adults talk to adults.
Mm-hmm.
Children
exactly.
talk to children. I said, if you ever get in any trouble, you call me. I'll pull you aside. We'll talk. You tell me the truth, like you just said. You tell me your full truth, and I'll go to bat for you.
You're
I said, parents and adults talk to adults. I'm not mm-hmm. about to be out here letting you
get talked to by
get talked to
no.
by an adult or getting scared into,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting scared into this situation where you telling on yourself, but you didn't even do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you were so afraid that you just made, you get what I'm saying? Like, you just kind of backed into a corner and was like, oh my goodness.
No, and they will do that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I had a parent talk to my son when he was in, like, kindergarten.
We talked about this.
Yeah, and I took it offensive because why are you speaking to the kid? You could have went to the school and talked to the teacher, the principal, or even had them call me in. Over my son having two of each food snacks, juice, and he was trading. So a kid that didn't have adequate lunch was asking my son for it, but wanted to trade off.
Right.
But since he barely had anything, his mom was like, well, what happened to this? Oh, I gave it to Kamari.
Yeah.
Why are you giving me a kid? Well, he wanted this, and he wasn't telling him, I'm getting this from him.
Right.
So when she approached my son, my son didn't know what to say because I don't know you.
Right.
You coming at me, I'm a kid, and it's just like, you did this, you did that.
Yeah.
And he on the playground like, what the fuck happened?
I was just playing.
Like, he's like,
I'm getting checked by this grown woman.
He like, am I wrong for giving it to him? So when I finally got to the bottom of it, you know, I said, it ain't even about him giving a kid food. I don't even want to make a point that you don't give your kid enough food.
Right.
The point is, you shouldn't be talking to my kid
through the damn gate
about some shit that you can talk to me about and I could have told you it's not what you think.
Yeah.
My son don't have to take what he's given, but what he's given is because of what he don't have.
Right.
And he has two of almost three things in his lunchbox.
Right.
So it's not going to hurt him to give him a juice and a food snack, but you bitching about your kid giving him some cookies because he gave your kid two things.
Right.
So my kid won't give your kid shit.
Yeah, nothing.
And we going to keep it like that. Oh, I didn't know it was like that. It's okay, but you already damaged.
Yeah. And guess
you
what?
Already said something to my kid.
And guess what? You should do a better job of teaching your child how to negotiate.
Right, because I'm like, my damn son giving up 2-for-1 specials, and you complaining? Hey, little nigga, you don't give away nothing. Like, we don't,
From now on,
this ain't no damn charity event. So, it's just like, man, like, you don't want your kid to be mean, but it's just like, hey, look, don't take nothing from nobody, and don't give up more than you getting from somebody.
Exactly.
Keep that shit to yourself. And my daughter got the same problem now. Her mama pack a big ass thing. I'm like, she don't even eat all that shit. But why you coming home and everything gone? And you hungry.
Right.
Oh, well, Madison wanted this and Lillian wanted this. Hey, Lillian and Madison got a lunchbox too.
Yeah.
What are they giving you?
Right.
Nothing. Well, you don't give them nothing.
Yeah.
You bring that shit home and when you hungry, go in that bag, get them Cheeto Puffs and that Lunchable you didn't eat. Because we not feeding Lillian
and it's a cold twist too, man. I like how this conversation is turning now because it's like, damn, like as much as we want to be kind and loving and giving,
every
you know
parent not the same.
Every parent's
it's
not the
like
same.
You're not gonna get
every
what
child,
you give out.
Reciprocate, man. Like, so it's hard to teach a kid like, don't give away anything. You know.
It's, you don't want them to be like
you
that.
Take the
like,
kindness out of them.
Don't take the kindness for weakness though either. So it's like all this balance. Like, look, don't be no sucker. You get what I'm saying? Like, don't just be out here giving away your stuff, and you're not gonna be, you know, full later on, and you don't have what you, you know. But it is, you know,
like it's
a beautiful
okay to
thing.
Share some.
It share some and look out for people. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, it's like, don't be no sucker. Exactly. Like, you know? Exactly. So it's a cold, like...
It's a balance, man.
It's a cold balance about all of that. Like, how to raise your children.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Because you don't want to take the compassion away from them.
You don't want to take the compassion away, but at the same time, you don't want them to be taken advantage of because when they get older, it's like... You can be a victim, like a real one.
Constantly,
You know?
Yeah, a floor mat. Just
like a floor mat, man.
Yeah,
like, because I talked to some people, man, you know, about their experiences, and when I'm listening, and I'm like, you didn't see this coming? Didn't think to protect yourself.
Right.
I got questions.
Exactly.
I'm lost sometimes in these conversations, you know? So that's very interesting on that version of the dynamic of parenting. Like, at what age or what stage or how do you verbally communicate that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, it comes with examples. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're...
So this was a good example.
Yeah, that was a great example.
Lunch snacks.
Yeah.
Like, keep your own damn food.
Right.
I've gone as far as telling my kids different personalities and people you're going to run against.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how some people going to treat you and where to put them in your life.
Compartmentalize.
Yeah. Or the kids that are involved in their lives. Oh, this person's like this. That's probably why they like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so...
I do the
same. I find myself teaching more about people now. Parents did with me.
Yeah.
I do the same.
Yeah.
So I do that too. I noticed that, like they say, nothing's new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that there are certain, you know how they say, cut from a similar cloth type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can kind of, after we've been around this, you know, we've revolved around this sun so many times, we can kind of tell who is who. Like,
kind of person you are.
Yeah, at 7 years old, I know exactly who you gonna grow into be. You might change, I hope you do, but I already know a few people like you.
Right.
So I think about that sometimes. Yeah. So I do the same with my daughter. I'm like, look, this girl, she's kind of rude, very selfish, and you know, you might not want to stay around too long, you know?
I just told one of my daughters that recently about it. Yeah. I said, something about her.
Yeah. Something. Yeah.
And just, like 11, you know?
Yeah, and just be mindful of it. Yeah. Like, I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
However, be aware of these types of... what's the word I'm looking for?
Traits
as well as characteristics. There you go. You know, like, that is very selfish. That she went out of her way to say this or do that.
Exactly.
And she's, you know, putting on these types of issues or putting stuff out there, you know what I mean, to where this don't look right or this don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
And this can lead up to a problem.
Right.
So let's go ahead and shut this down now. So I get what you're saying on that. I like that. That's good parenting. It's like, look, because I'm all about preventative measures, and that's what it sounds like you're saying. Like, look, let's avoid as much drama and bullshit as we can. Because I don't want to have to pull up.
I tell mine, I've already driven down that road.
Yes.
So I'm giving you the easier path.
Exactly. Yes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others.
Yeah, I said, if you listen to me, it'll be a much easier life for you.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You know, because, you know, I remember when I was a teenager, a kid, dad, trying to say, that's why I use their words, the kids' words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't try to sugarcoat words.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, my oldest son, he looked at me one day because I said the word, what did I tell him? I was using the word head and pussy and all that. And he looked at me like, Dad, I said, what? Don't you say it in school?
Right.
So, you know, it kind of goes off, but now he's 22 and we can have real conversations about things he's going through, and he's not nervous or scared to talk about that with me.
Because
I opened that door. My dad, I'm 40-some years old. I wouldn't have those conversations with him
because
I'm not comfortable with it.
I'll be 41 next month, man. I just said the word ass in front of my mother.
Yeah.
The ass and damn. I mean, yeah. That's as far as I go. Yeah. I want to see no F words.
Exactly.
I use it. And that's just so they're not surprised when they're out somewhere else and somebody else say it.
You know? But you want them to also have that understanding that they can come and talk to you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to learn it from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else going to teach them.
Oh, yeah. You don't want nobody.
You don't want anybody else teaching them. Exactly.
I tell my daughter all the time, your teachers are my assistants. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I try to go out of my way to, you know, put a lot of that information out there. Like, man, we talk about sex. She's only 12. We talked about sex now. We talking about all that stuff.
I'm
like, I'm not comfortable doing it, but. It's necessary.
You would rather you be that dude talking to her than little Day-Day talking to her ass right now. Yeah. You want to see this?
What you about to do with this?
I got that talk, but it wasn't from my dad or my mom.
Same.
My sister was giving me game, but how does that look, your 20-some-odd-year sister trying? That shit, I get it was coming from a woman, but it ain't like... This ain't no shit my brother then was telling me. So, once you learn, it was damn near the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, my girl be asking me, you talk to your son about sex? Nah, he's 13. Well, you might want to start talking to him. Nigga, he about to be a ninth grader. I'm like, you right. Like, just because he a boy don't mean, you know, shit, if I'm on my daughter, not talk to her about sex, but just more concerned because she's 6, nah, hell no. You ain't talking about him because this is a little nasty little girls too. You need to watch out for him.
You got
to
pee,
You know what I'm saying?
So, don't get caught up.
Exactly. Man. And I see him hanging with his little buddy, three boys, him and two other boys and about 5 girls. Mm-hmm. Or it was like 5 boys and 3 girls.
Yeah.
First thing hit my mind was, why are you over here in this alley by the store?
Right.
Second, get your ass away from these little girls, because if any one of these boys do something to one of these girls, we got a problem.
Wow, that's deep.
Hello?
Yeah, you gotta protect these kids.
What time you
gotta give them that wisdom, you know.
Come on.
Honest wisdom. Yeah, not that sugarcoated.
Because when you sugarcoat it, they don't listen.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Well, what I've been doing is going out of my way to give it to her in stages.
Mm-hmm.
So,
not all at once, too much.
No, you can't, because think about it. Like, my buddy always taught me, never give a, what do you say? Don't give a baby hard candy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So if you give a child hard candy, they're going to choke on it. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to digest it properly or know how to... It's going to harm them more than anything. So what I learned was, this is funny too. I taught my daughter the conversation about pimps and hoes. I taught her this by teaching her about class women and trash women.
Mm-hmm.
You got to break it down to build it up.
Yeah.
So at 5-6 years old, I'm like, oh, look, there are class women and there are trash women.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about who you choose to be, how you project yourself, who you associate with, mm-hmm. all of that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it grew. You know what I mean? It grew on her. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, I don't know how it came to me, but I just thought that was the best way to introduce it to her. And now that she's getting older, started listening to a lot of rap songs. So we listen to rap songs and we break down lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then one day she asked me, because I used to skip songs by like Too Short and Sugar Free.
I remember we had this.
We talked about this. I was like, you're not ready for this. And then one day she was like, Dad, if they're all saying bad words, how come I can listen to those bad words but not these bad words? I said, well, you know what? You're not ready to start dating yet. You're young. You're not into boys. I said, when you get to that stage, I said, then we can start listening to that so that you can then understand how certain men treat or
see women.
See or communicate mm-hmm. with certain women. I said, so for now, we're going to skip this song. Okay, cool. I mean, but I do want you to know the streets. I do want you to know, you know, what really goes on out here.
But then, do you guys not believe the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
Yes,
and that's the scary part, but no.
Like, if you got a good
yes and no
woman or mother in their life,
no, I've seen that,
you know,
because...
That respects themselves, that don't.
But we were talking earlier too on a different podcast about that. There are some amazing parents, man,
mm-hmm.
that it's not that they raised some badass kids, but the kids just
turned out.
They just turned out that way, man. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. They either made bad decisions or were impressionable or mm-hmm. were. Do you intrigued. Remember the movie Intrigued? Yeah. Do you remember? I always laugh about this movie. I love this movie. The Cable Guy. Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was just left alone, mm-hmm. and he learned from television.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to make friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not that his parents were mean.
Yeah.
They just neglected him, and they didn't give him what he needed.
Right.
There's a lot of kids learning from TV right now.
Most of them.
They're babysitting. The TV is the babysitter.
Yeah, from technology, period. Yeah,
technology, that's video games.
Oh, my God. Netflix, yeah. YouTube. Yeah, you know,
too many.
Man, my daughter, man, she is so silly, man. Like, all she does is watches these silly videos on YouTube. And I'm like, oh, yo, man, let's go watch this. Let's go talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, I'm going to let you have that for a little while. Because I still want you to be you, have your fun, you know, communicate with your friends. But at the same time, let's reel that back, and I need to show you the real world.
But see, that's why I started no TV during the week. You know, Monday through Thursday, Fridays, it may be okay unless you got homework.
Mm.
We have dinner every night at a table.
Yeah.
You know, talking, conversation. Sometimes I might have to turn on a Laker game, but you know. We're still talking and conversating, but it's not no silly TV.
Exactly.
You know, cartoons and foolishness like that.
Yeah.
And the weekends, I let them unwind, but luckily we're always busy, so it's really not that much TV going on.
Yeah, that's good.
There's nothing but poison in that anyway.
Nah, it's not constructive. It's not edifying.
But that's why, that's another reason why I do this podcast, as well as you know, having edifying conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, growth in iron sharpening iron is everything to me. Mm-hmm. You know, it is very important for us as men to congregate, to fellowship, mm-hmm. to learn from each other's experiences, and then know that, you know, we're all going through our own version of this thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. This thing called life. This thing called life. Yeah. And it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes you gotta go home and just sit and cry, or sit and, you know, pull your own hair out, you know what I mean? Like, or punch on a wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, just to have men come together and speak their truth.
Yeah.
Speak their experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is a blessing, man. It really has been fun. I'm excited to continue this this series. And, man, I cannot thank you gentlemen more. You know, mm-hmm. we learned a lot, we spoke, we broke bread, and life is grand.
That's it.
Life is grand. So, I usually try to end it off on a question, but I want some wisdom. You gave me some earlier, mm-hmm. so you don't have to again. Thank you. What is some wisdom? What is something that is so important? Because I think, you know what's funny? I do think about my funeral a lot. I don't know why.
No, you're not the only one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
You think about who the fuck gonna show up, who gonna say some weird
shit. Who's gonna say something?
Like,
what are you gonna say?
Who's really gonna be hurt behind this? Yeah, like, right. No, because you, like, my biggest thing is that fake love shit is big.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach, you know, my son and my daughter and just the people around me, like, dude. If you got a question, that shit is not real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it sound bogus, like, if I love you, I would never steer you in the wrong direction.
Right.
Even if you, like, I got buddies who talk about bullshit all day, and I have no input for you.
Right.
But if you come to me with some real shit, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. I'm going to let you know.
Right.
I'm your friend, so I'm going to tell you some shit that some other niggas might not tell you.
Right.
You might not like it, but you're going to respect it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And that's just it. Like,
one of my boy's moms died last week. I went to his mom's funeral. I haven't talked to this dude in 10 years. I don't know how we fell out. I don't know. I really don't know what the beef was about, to be honest with you. I ain't talked to this dude in 10 years. Guess where I was at?
His mom's funeral.
I was at his mom's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ones to hug him and all that. You get what I'm saying? So I get what you're saying on that. But I think about, even before that, I think about my funeral. Like, what impact did I leave on this world?
Right.
Did I give the best of myself? You know, even with the coaching, even with the, all of it, you know, just the parenting, like, what did I do? Like you said, like, who gonna show up for real?
Mm-hmm.
Who gonna be really hurt?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We only see a few people there.
Really don't
only have that church.
Oh, right. Man, I went to a funeral recently. One of my boy's sons got murdered, man. 18 years old, man. I'm talking about it, the whole world came out. Like,
yeah.
Literally, when I left the funeral, I took an Uber. And the dude that picked me up said, man, I thought a rapper got killed.
Wow.
He said, I thought a rapper got killed. I said, man, did I leave that type of impact? This kid only 18.
Right.
I need the whole city to show up. Right. That's all I'm saying. Okay? I just need the whole city to show up.
You know, you do right by others and you give that, you know, good positive vibe, like it spreads. Like negativity, that shit don't get far.
Right.
You know, unless you're around a pack of negative people, they don't have feeling. Right. But I feel like it will be, because if you got a lot of ways, like you coach, you know what I'm saying? You cut hair, you somebody's son, brother, uncle, you know, all that. Like, of course, you're going to have a big impact because you didn't touch many people's lives in different ways. You know what I'm saying? You're not just somebody barber. You became a brother, you know, to a lot of people. So you gonna have a lot of brothers at your damn funeral.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. Like,
I ain't trying to go no time soon. But
But like I said, we all done thought about that because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's knock on everything right now.
After something happened to me, I get to looking at it like, damn, well, only one or two people, you know, checked on me after this incident happened. But then I start thinking, I don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to focus on the good. You know, who I rock with. You know what I'm saying? I don't look at who rock with me or who don't rock with me.
Yeah.
It's easy to point out who don't fuck with you, but it's like, I don't even care.
Right. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you think about that shit, but it'd be like, the important ones will be there. The people you made an impact going to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, what impact are you going to leave with them? Mm. That goes
for
who you talking to.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have people get up there and tell you what impact you left. But you won't know because you're not there.
That's what hurts. Like,
so
I
that's the
know.
Only bothering thing. Like, I want to know what you're going to say. I'm not don't come in there talking about you love me all this. No, tell me why I'm here.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
And let me say this, bro. My main thing is integrity. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing when somebody's not looking? Like, how did you, you know, impact these people? But also, man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I broke down in real tears last week. Two of Lincoln's clients called me, like grown men in real tears, talking about, bro, the shop ain't the same without you. Why'd you leave? Come back. Hey, I'm talking about grown men in real tears, bro.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's not the same without you. Come back. Why? I was like, damn, I did something right. So, you know what I mean? Like, I got my flowers while I'm here.
Yeah.
But still, like, you sometimes think, like, damn, like, what do people think about me? Like, how did I impact? Did I do the right things? Did I do enough?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, yeah, that just intrigues the hell out of me. That's like, one day I won't be here.
Yeah.
And what did I do? How did I do it?
Of course, you just gonna, you know, it's gonna live on through your kid. You know, of course, but then, like you said, you don't care, but then you do. Like, you know,
I know.
Person did to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can say we don't, but it's like, shit, you got some ill shit, let me know.
Yeah.
Like, or, let me know.
Yeah, because so even with the haters, you know what I mean? You think about haters, like, why do you dislike me?
Yeah, like, not that I care, but I would like to know.
I would like to know.
The fuck you don't like me for? How do you ever get to you? Like, I can help you like me, maybe. Like, tell me, I didn't like you because she said this, or I thought you messed with me. No.
Because of that, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Because somebody else said it.
It's always like that. It's some other hating-ass person that made this person not like. I had people.
I learned some.
My brother, the oldest of my family, my mom's 7 kids, I said, I noticed it was like
the last four,
is Henry's. Other three is Lewis. Older three.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like us and them.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know, and we dealing with my mom's situation, her health, like, how did this happen? You know, why is this happening? Are we tripping?
Mm.
oh man, well, you know, I let my other two sisters catch me up in this and manipulated me. And once he said that, I kind of stepped back and was like, okay, how the hell you the oldest of the family and you let two women, that's miserable and messy, put something in your head about your other siblings? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like step up.
Think, come on, man. You're supposed to be the leader of the pack. How the hell you become the follower of the messy squad?
Well,
so
yeah, I get that.
You know, like, yeah. I didn't care.
That's that generation. He wasn't given enough structure.
I beg to differ. He had his daddy.
Really?
He had my daddy.
Oh, well.
He had my mama. He had his stepmom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so my mom divorced my dad when I'm 5-6 years old, and it was just moms and my brother. How the hell you let that happen when you had way more structure and I didn't? Mm. And I know I wouldn't turn on my family for nothing. I'm a, you know, we all bump heads, but I'm, I still love you.
Yeah, you squad.
But I'm not going to side with them and say, we're going to rock with y'all. Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't even did shit to us. Mm-hmm. But y'all didn't, you know, not been there for us. But it's like, how the hell you, come on, man, I don't respect that.
Yeah, yeah. You don't,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't even want to know how that happened. Yeah. I just don't respect it. So,
no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to know certain things, but it's like, I can care less. Dude. Yeah. Like, I thought you was bigger than that, but then it's like, I see why I looked at this brother as the big brother rather than you as the oldest being the big brother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because
you can acknowledge.
I ain't got to talk to him every day, but I know he ain't going to do no fuck shit like that. And I don't talk to you like that, but it's just like, come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
Really?
Yeah. So what's something for each of you, like, that's very important to you?
Like you said, your integrity, like, what you believe in, what you stand on, what you say. Like, you know, that means a lot. Like, I tell my kids, like, I'm being honest with you like I'm being honest with somebody on the street. You know, this is what I believe in. If something ain't right, say something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you wrong, say you wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think being an honest person and, you know, staying true to who you are and your roots, that means a lot, you know, because you can try to be anything else and it won't work. You know what I'm saying? Or it may work, but is that who you really are? It's like the jobs. Like, I could go work in the oil field. I could go work here. But will I like the job or will I like the pay? Mm. I work with kids because I grew up like y'all in the system with my sister, and I can relate and let you know, there's a light at that tunnel. You just got to run your program.
Respect.
But if I go work at this oil field, I'm going to be miserable. I'm going to not like this job, but I'm going to be happy as paying more.
Bring that bread,
fuck it. That means it's like, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to really make me feel like I'm accomplishing shit.
That's love.
You know, so.
I like that.
That's how I look at it. Like, you know, just being true to who you are on all things. Yeah. Like I said, your job you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From your recreation time to who you chill with, just the shit you put out there. Like, I'm not going to tell y'all, oh, I'm this positive person. Y'all going to see me down the street gang banging and shooting this shit and be like, this motherfucker was just here talking about. I mean, who the fuck was that weird ass client you had? No. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every time you see me, I'm either in here with my kids or I'm in here getting my hair cut. Gone. Yeah. I done met so many people through your shop. Man, so, and a lot of people that came and gone and just has been, and you can't even remember, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
but it's like you don't last long out here pretending to be something you're not or following the wrong crowd.
And before you go, I want to give you your roses while you're here, man. I have a lot of respect for you. You a stand-up dude, bro. I've watched you, you know, hold down the kids, hold down the block, you know what I mean? Not get consumed by the neighborhood, even though we, you know, affiliated, you know what I mean? We know some real ones.
Right.
But we never got pulled into that element, you know what I mean?
Stand up person, be you.
Be you. And it's such a blessing, man. I got a lot of respect for you, man. And I know that you've shown a lot of those dudes that you've grown up with how to be better men, too.
Because some of them still around, and some of them ain't who they used to be.
Right, that, but sometimes you've had to verbally check them, but sometimes a lot of your actions have showed them how to be better men too.
Right.
So I got a lot of respect for you, man, on that aspect, man. Thank you for being who you are, bro. Mm-hmm. Respect. Appreciate. And thank you for being my brother too, man.
Always.
Yeah, respect. Sir, your turn.
Yeah. Man, I don't.
How you gonna follow that up?
Yeah, all that. I can't do all that. But I mean, he's right though. You know, be you, be who you want to be. Mm-hmm. Be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. And just live your life, you know, and try to I'm speaking like if I'm speaking to my kids, you know, do what you want to do, not what you have to do.
Do what you want to do, not what you have to do.
Because, you know, everybody, like you said,
that's survival mode.
You know, you can have that job that pays a lot, but you're not really happy in it. You know, I say end your life doing something you want to do.
Exactly. Respect. And give you your roses while you're here. Sir, man, thank you so much, man. Like, these years, man, watching our daughters grow up together. Like, you know, sometimes, not sometimes, but I'm watching how God has been working in my life and alignment and harmony and just people bringing, God bringing people into my life in certain times has been very, very instrumental to be the person that I am today and even while we're having this conversation. But man, our daughters have been on the soccer team, man, for sheesh, man, since 4 years old. You know what I mean? And watching your girls grow up and you being big bro, you know, and being my bodyguard sometimes. You know what I mean? He's been my bodyguard sometimes. Then he's been the one to, you know, snatch me up by the collar sometimes. Like, hey, man, chill, bro.
Let me go do it.
You know? So we balance each other over these years, man. You know? Because sometimes I've had to snatch you up by the collar. Like, hey, man, not today. You know, not today. Let's chill. So it's been a blessing, man. It really has, man, just to know and love each other as men and respect each other. You know what I mean? And you, my guy, always, you know what it is. One of my favorite people on the planet, man. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Come on, man.
Man, this dude right here. Jokes, man, all day. You've introduced me and put so many people in my chair. You know what I mean? Like, and just out of the grace of, you know, like the kindness of your heart, you know? So it's been really good to be friends with you all. This is not like my signing off or nothing.
I'm
not about to die.
You turn the light on.
That got me start thinking, damn, what am I going to say at this nigga?
The cape off.
Why are you fucking with me right now?
Wait a minute, man.
I'm just hungry. I'm just hungry. It's lunchtime.
We're going to get you a Snicker because you ain't yourself right now. We're going
to
get lunch.
I'm just hungry, bro. I'm just ready to go eat lunch, man. Oh, I am not about to die anytime soon. A lot of living to do, but man, I've been watching a lot of these, watching and listening to a lot of these podcasts and reading more books and, you know, thinking about my mom and my dad and, you know, just becoming the patriarch of the family now. Like, damn, like, I'm responsible to hold the whole family down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Life throws you sidewinders like that.
Yeah. And it's a new transition for me now. Yeah. Like, and I'm starting to think about the bigger picture. Yeah.
And that brings out, like I told, you know, my girl, like, I mean, that shit brought an emotional side of me I've never seen.
Same.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where I'm at.
My mom been on life support twice since 2018, and she pulled through. You know what I'm saying? But one thing she told me is, like, life gives you ups and downs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the reason why you got to stay grounded or in the middle is because that's where God is. You can go high as you want to. If you ain't humble, he's going to bring your ass right back down.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to have to come back
humble
up again.
Or be humble.
One thing you're going to do is keep on meeting him. Mm. You're going to have to come see him. And I said, that's right. You true. She said, that's why your thing be beeping on your heart.
Yeah, whatever, go up and down.
Yeah. Said, but if that shit don't go flat, you ain't going to see God.
Mm.
But as long as you're going up and down, you got to keep God within, you know, your life. And I was like, damn, that's deep. You know what I'm saying?
It is deep.
Yeah, it makes you think
that's
stuff
great.
When, you know.
That's great advice.
Like I said, she got 7 kids. I'm the fourth one, fifth. But let her tell it. I'm her go-to guy. You know what I'm saying? Because 2 in Atlanta, 1 over here. You know what I'm saying? She can't trust them. And it's like, damn, like, you know, you got all these kids you can't trust. But it's just like,
this is my baby.
You did your job with me, obviously, because it's like, I don't want nothing from you. You did your job. You took care of me. So if I need to take care of you, you stay with me.
That's dope.
If you, wherever you at in the bed, in the hospital, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter, but like you said, life will put you in a position that you didn't even sign up for. But you man enough to take that position. Because I'm like, I got 2 older brothers. Why they not here? I can't be mad they got their own family. It's like, you only got 1 mom. You got as many daddy as you want. You consider. But I'd be damned if I go out like that over my mom. So, you know, of course it's going to make you start thinking like, damn, well, we getting older.
our kids is getting older.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They're like, going to have kids one day. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
thinking about the lineage. Like,
yeah. But no, on that level you thinking, they're going to start passing away. Then we next. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to start thinking. And life insurance is a damn big thing. Yes. So, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got life insurance, it makes you think that far ahead. Like, don't nobody want to be making plates and doing this, but you're going to have to do what you got to do. But you might want to get that shit in order while you're here.
I love it. I love it.
So,
and your kids is watching you with your mom.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So, you're right.
How you treat your mom, maybe how you treat
my daughter already say, I miss my Gigi. Oh, I miss my brother. I can't wait till he come over. Today, Friday, he coming over. She, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But they see that because it's like, this is what my dad doing. My dad is with his mom, taking care of his mom. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just lead by example. Like I said, you be who you want to be. Like you said, don't be something you know that's not you.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah, I done gave me some real bars, man, and I just want to tell you all, once again, man, I respect you. Got nothing but thanks and praise for you all. Thank you all for listening. It's another episode of the Dadcast. This is right on time because I think this thing's about to time out. But you can hit me up at The Mark of Genius at my Instagram page, as well as themarkofgenius@gmail.com. That's M-A-R-C. Do not spell my name wrong. I don't play that. Love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you guys again, fellas, for chopping it up with your boy. And hey, holler at me. Give me some comments. Give me some feedback. Love to hear from you soon. Be blessed. Happy holidays.